Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this our morning service. A very warm welcome to any visitors who are worshipping with us this morning. Welcome to Laurison Church. The Intimations, the Golden Tuesday, have Jai McNeil from the Donaldson School as their guest. All are welcome in the church halls at 7 p.m. And I would like to draw your attention to one or two dates that's on the Intimations here. The 22nd of March at 7:30 in the church hall, we are having a jazz stroke musical evening. If you want tickets, could you please see Peter Ferguson? I'm sure Peter will take your money off you any time. And on the 27th of March at 7:30, also in the church hall, the Guild are having their spring song. And further information on these items are available in the notices in the vestibule. But if you want tickets, you could please see any member of the Guild. The Lent study groups will continue on Thursday, the 1st of March. That's wrong. We'll continue on Thursday in Reading Church Hall at 2 p.m. and in Laurison Church Hall on Wednesday at 7 p.m. All are welcome. And an evening with Jerry in Reading and West Quarter Church on Thursday, the 8th of March at 7:30 p.m. Admission is by donation, and it's to the works of the church. Jerry, the organist, up in Reading and West Quarter. And Barleystone Nursing Home, the service will take place on Wednesday, not Tuesday, as is in the Intimations, at 2 p.m. Please meet at the home if you can help. And copies of the service are available on CD. If you know of someone who would like a copy, please give their names to Mike Walker. And on Sunday the 11th, next Sunday, the Sunday School are having a big brew. You drink as much tea as you want after the morning service. And tea will be served here after this morning service. And the annual general meeting will take place during the service. And last week's offering totaled £751.45. And these are all the Intimations.
Jesus said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father."
His friend Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
His friend Martha said, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who was to come into the world."
And a Roman soldier on duty as he was crucified said, "This man really was the Son of God."
So let us worship the Father, whom we see quite differently now that we have met his Son. The Son who is quite literally the image of his Father. The Spirit who is God present with us now and always. And let us sing hymn 110, "Glory be to God the Father."
And I need you to get into two teams. Okay, so let's see how many there are of you. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 4.5 in each team. A mixture of big ones and wee ones in each, I think. Right. You two can separate. One here and Jessica over here. And two of the little ones here, smaller ones, and the two boys there, well, the three, okay. Oh dear, up you come, good lad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.5. That's fine. You stand here, that's great. Now, my lovely assistant, famous for her banana chopping skills, is going to keep the scores. And this quiz is called Who Am I? I'm going to give you some clues, and if you guess the person on the first clue, you get 4 points. Second clue, 3, 2, and 1, okay? And if you don't get your own question at all, it can go to the other team for a bonus. Okay? They're all people from the Bible. So this is team A. Does that, no, this had better be team A. No. And this is team B. Right, here we go. Who am I? The rainbow is part of my story. Four points to this team. These are going to be too easy, I can tell. Right, team B, this is your own question. I am the youngest of a big family of boys.
Joseph.
Wow, absolutely right. So I didn't need to say I was my dad's favorite and my brothers hated me. I was good at telling people what their dreams meant, and I have a coat of many colors. You would all have got it from that one, wouldn't you? Right, team A. This is far too easy, I can tell. I'll start with the second one. I like to play the harp. Ah, ha, 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 gotcha. I am pretty good with a catapult. Is that what you were going to say?
I've seen it on an assembly.
Good for you. Well remembered. 3 points for team A. Well done. So I didn't need to say the other bit. Right, team B. I once had a holiday in Spain, but it all went wrong. You're thinking of the right one. You haven't got the name quite right. Can anyone help him? It's not John. It sounds a bit similar. Okay. God told me to take a message to the people of Nineveh. Well done, well done. 3 points. Oh, it's close, it's close.
We don't have the same score.
And you would all have got it if I said I was swallowed by a giant fish, wouldn't you? You would have known about Jonah and the whale.
When they went together.
Sorry? You might win together. It might be a draw. We'll find out. Right, this one is, who are we? We went on a very long journey.
Was it a sea king?
You are too good. Yes, 4 points. So I didn't need to tell you about the camels and the gifts. Right, who am I? No one likes me. I am a tax collector. Who do you think it might be? You can, yes?
I think it's Judith or something like that.
Good guess, but not right. He did have to do with money, but he wasn't a tax collector. Good. Next one. I was the smallest boy in my class. I am still very small. Who's a small person in the Bible? Whoa, this one's getting you. I climbed a tree the day Jesus came to town. The first letter's right. It begins with Z. But you've now got 3 letters in his name that are right. Anybody? Yes? No? Jesus came to my house for tea. You know the answer. You just haven't got the name quite right. Oh, how do we do the scoring on this one? Does anyone in the other team know? Does the audience know? No. Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. I think we'll give them one, because you really did know the answer. You just couldn't quite get the name out. Right. Your question. Who am I? No one likes me. I am a foreigner. That doesn't tell you much, okay? I am in a story that Jesus told about neighbors. Nope. I sometimes make the journey from Jerusalem to Jericho. Got you this time. I helped a traveller who had been attacked on the road. We don't know his name. We just...
Can you phone a friend?
Can you phone a friend? Have you got a phone? I think it goes to the other team for a bonus. No, oh, does the audience know? Good Samaritan, that's right. You knew that really, didn't you? No points there, nul point. And the last question for you, who am I? I changed my name because Jesus told me to. Mm-hmm. No, they're getting harder. I once cut off someone's ear with my sword. No? I hate the sound of cocks crowing. Mm-hmm. I once walked on water and nearly fell into the lake. Remember who? Yes? Yeah? No, it's not. It's not John. It was one of the 12, and it wasn't John. It was one of the other 11. Can the other team know? Feeling wrong answer. Does the audience know? Peter, that's right. So, well, very well done. Now tell us the scores. 8 for team B.
Did you get a calculator?
And 11 for team A. Well done. And a special round of applause for the Sunday school teachers who have obviously taught these children something. Well done. Now sit down for just a moment, because the reason I did that quiz was that Jesus asked that question of his friends one time. He said to them, "Who am I?" And they must have thought, "Wait a minute, who are you? You're Jesus. Have you lost your memory? Do you not know who you are?" But he had asked them another question first. He said, "Who do other people think that I am?" And they got all sorts of answers. They said, some say you're a prophet sent from God or a wonderful teacher. Some say that you're John the Baptist come back to life. Some say that you're the prophet Elijah come to the world again. And then he said, who do you say that I am? And that's when Peter, the same one who had cut off the Roman soldier's ear with his sword, who had walked in the water and then got scared and fell in, who did all sorts of daft things, but he had just a moment when he knew the right answer. And Peter said to Jesus, yes? You've got two toys with you, that's right, and they're lovely. Tell me what they're called. Danger Mouse and Penfold. Very good. Right, back to Jesus and Peter. Yes, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ. That means the one chosen by God, the one anointed by God like the king was, the Son of the living God. You are God's own son. And Peter had got the answer right. Right, let's have a prayer while we're still winning. Let us pray. Loving God, we come to church every week and hear the stories of Jesus. We know him so well that sometimes we forget who he really is. Thank you for Peter, who got lots of things wrong, but was absolutely right when he answered Jesus' question, "Who am I?" by saying, "You are God's own son." Thank you for all that we can learn about you by learning about Jesus, the things he did, the things he said, the love he showed, the people he helped, the things that made him angry. Help us to become more like him and therefore more like you, and hear us as we pray in his words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thanks very much. Back you go to your seats, and you'll need your service sheet for the next hymn, Come and Praise the Lord Our King.
We could make it into a crutch, a symbol of healing and restoring and helping. Jesus cured the sick and the lame. He showed compassion for the hurting ones. Remember the paralyzed man, the woman with the bleeding, the blind and deaf, the dead child. We could make it into a crutch.
I said to the paralyzed man, take up your mat and go home. I told the little girl to get up, but I told those around her to give her something to eat. The power to heal came from me, but the woman who touched my cloak had faith and desperately desired to be whole again. There are many who are not healed physically, but there is wholeness. I am a healer and an enabler, but do not make a crutch of me.
We could make it into a stick, a weapon to be used, but only on the backs of oppressors, of course, and on those who disagree or disobey or are disgruntled. After all, Jesus got angry. He yelled at the scribes and the Pharisees. He got exasperated with his own disciples. He tore the temple apart in a fit of temper. We could make it into a stick, a weapon.
Of course I got angry and exasperated, and I did lose control when I saw how God's house was being misused. My righteous anger should be an example to my body, but I also said, blessed are the peacemakers and the meek. I said, turn the other cheek, leave the judging to God, forgive always. I am angry and exasperated when my children are hurt, but my angry voice cries out for peace. I am not a weapon.
We could make it into a kind of building, a monument to God and a memorial to Jesus, like the booths the disciples never got to build, like the temple Solomon erected, like the buildings we have now with solid walls to protect us and hard seats to keep us in a straight line. We could make it into a kind of building.
The Son of Man has no place to lay his head, and I am not to be found contained within walls.